It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events to make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hiya, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Just fine, I guess. Any day you get up out of bed and you're upright, it's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't have to work through the fog to get to the office this morning.
Oh, it's nice out this morning.
Yeah, nice change of pace. Actually, I had a few nice days if you exclude a little bit of that moisture the last few hours. But other than that, nice day again today.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice again today. Partly cloudy, high 68. A little bit breezy at times, but good temperature.
It's not 82, but we'll take it, I guess. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about some recreational things here in the area. First, though, we need to let you listen to this. Brett's not in this morning with us, but he'd still like to have you listen to this from the folks at Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camlin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, we have a guest joining us here in studio this morning, Roger Herring, who is the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director, is in with us this morning. How are you?
Great to be here, Jim. It really is. Glad to spend some time with you and get up early in the morning. And like you said, it's going to be a beautiful day.
I can't remember the last time I sat and visited with you and we weren't talking about kids.
Exactly. It's been education. And this is what we're going to talk about this morning can certainly be part of that as well down the road.
Well, and what we're going to talk about, yeah, it can be educational and it can be for the kids or the big kids too, whatever you choose. But the long project that's been going, actually been going on for a very long time, it's been in the conceptual stages for quite a long time, is the Schulberg Recreation Area here in Atlantic. Now, it's far, far, far from being a completely finished project. There are a lot of issues to deal with, but baby steps, and we're moving closer. And I know tomorrow evening you're gonna have a chance for folks to come out and kind of see what's happened so far.
Yes, we are, Jim, and we're excited about some of the baby steps. And I'm glad you use that terminology, because we do have a Schulberg committee that's working right now, and that is the philosophy of the committee, is that we've got a diamond in the rough out there with the Schulberg Recreation Area, and it's been something that's an ongoing project. And right now I think we're starting to see some of the profits of a lot of people's labors over those years, and it's really starting to develop into a highly used area. But it's also an unknown quantity to an awful lot of local people. And so the Schulberg Committee has recommended and would like to certainly extend an invitation to the public to come out. And I know I have talked to two or three native Atlantic people that have never really been out to Schulberg's, never experienced the walking paths and the things that it has to offer. And this is an opportunity to come out, walk around a little bit, enjoy a healthy snack that will be provided and some refreshments, and also to, be a part of a short ribbon cutting ceremony to open the new trail that was completed.
Well, and I no pun intended here, but it is a little bit off the beaten path. A lot of folks, even long-term residents here in the area, maybe have never really seen much of the Schulberg Quarry area except for what they see driving by on Second Street, and that's really not what we're dealing with. It's back in there a little bit further, and there are a lot of neat aspects to that area back there.
There truly is, and it's very picturesque, and the animal life and all the different things that it has to offer is you just have to be there and experience it. And I guess one of the landmarks that many people refer to it and can find it is the compost pile that's directly to the north and west of it, and yet does not really impact the area whatsoever. And so we have talked with the city and looked at, and the city is also looking at some signage at both all of the gateway entryways to Atlantic, and looking at signage and possibly certainly including the Shilbert Recreation Area in that signage, so people know that it does exist there and what it has to offer. And we'd like to get more people out there, and it's gaining lots of interest and lots of traffic out there. When I say traffic, we're talking foot traffic doing those life healthy kinds of activities.
Well, and it's not like some of the other walking trails that you might see when you're driving by on the roadways. This is one you're going to have to make a little effort to go to, or somebody's going to have to tell you about it. You're going to have to listen to us here this morning to learn more about it. But as it goes along and it continues to develop, it should pretty well sell itself.
It certainly should. It certainly should. And again, the attractions is that there is fishing available. There's excellent fishing. We just stocked 300 catfish into the large lake number 3 2 weeks ago. The other two lakes, Lake 1 and Lake 2, have bass. They have catfish. They have crappie and certainly a large amount of bluegill as well. So there's fun for the sport fishermen, and there's fun for the kids to come out, get on the fishing dock, and even feed the fish. And there's lots of bluegill and sunfish that can be seen from that dock for the young ones. And it's very accessible to get down to the boat dock, too.
Well, ribbon cutting, a little kind of open house type event, a little gathering there coming up tomorrow night for the recreation trail there around Lake Number 1. Can you talk about that trail specifically a little bit?
That trail was a concept of Travis Garris, my predecessor, and they put that together, and it was built through a grant from the Federal Department of Transportation, and that has been is what has brought that to reality. And it was just completed here within the last week to 10 days. They still have a little bit of seating to do around the shoulders, but it is cut out around Lake Number 1. And Lake Number 1, if you come out Buck Creek Road and follow that around, again, going between that runs between the compost pile and also the Shilbert Recreation Area, as it curves back to the river back there, then you'll see to your right a small lake, and that new trail encompasses that. And it's about a 0.4 trek around that Lake Number 1, and that connects with the large lake, which is Lake Number 3, and that particular walking pathway is a little, just a touch over a mile to walk around that. So you've got access to about 1.5 miles of walking path around there, and there's lots of different options. You don't have to walk the whole path.
Concrete, asphalt?
The Lake Number 3, the older walking pathway, is asphalt. The new one is concrete, and it's 5 inches thick, and it's 6 foot wide. There's room on there for two-way traffic very easily, both with bicycles. We've had strollers. We've had tricycles. We've had recumbent bikers bicycles out there, and obviously lots and lots of walkers and joggers.
Okay, very good. So an opportunity then to come out tomorrow evening, that's Thursday night, 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and folks will find what there that evening?
Folks will find, as you come in, if you were to use the west lot, we encourage everybody to come out at 5:30, stick around, then have a snack, and then the ribbon cutting is going to be at 6:30. Get some exercise before you come to the ribbon cutting, or get that snack and walk around the trails and enjoy that. And so we're emphasizing the healthy lifestyle as well, which is the big push across Iowa, of course, Governor Branstad, and locally with Denise Coder and Bethany Rogers. So come out, get some exercise, experience it. If you've never been to Shilbert Recreation Area, please do. This is a great opportunity, and Chris and Jim both have guaranteed me, listening audience, that tomorrow night's weather is going to be outstanding. So come and enjoy it.
When did we do that?
You promised.
I do the best I can. And also, you know, you think about it, too. It's a great time of the year to get this really kicked off, because here in the next several weeks, we're going to start to see some really nice scenery back there.
Lots of scenery, lots of color. There's all kinds of species of trees back there that will bring lots of different color. You also got the wildlife is going in, the deer going into the rut. Last week we had two osprey, which are like sea eagles that actually live off the fish, and it was just fascinating to watch them. They're on their migration, and I know when naturalist Brian Hayes was out there stocking those fish, those osprey were there, and it was just awesome to watch the wildlife and watch those osprey. So it offers everything. Every time you go out there, you see something different.
Brian's watching his back, too, while he's doing that. Huh?
Yes, he was.
Well, they get a little hungry once in a while.
Yes.
So a great opportunity for folks, again, to come on out 5:30 to 7. There'll be a ribbon cutting around 6:30 that evening. It's an opportunity to bring the whole family out as well. Now, I know, Roger, it's hard to get too far down the road here because I know folks always want to hurry up and get the next 20 years' worth of work done now. Not saying it's going to take 20 years, but the trails and things. This is a part of the trail system back there. This isn't the finished product. There's a larger goal in mind.
The larger goal is, again, it's a piece of the puzzle. And again, I look at it as, and I've shared this also, is part of the economic development of Atlantic as well. And as we have a T-Bone Trails Committee that's working very, very hard to bring the biking trails into Atlantic and make Atlantic a hub of actually a national trail system. So the T-Bone Trail, I think you'll hear in the next month or 6 weeks some really neat announcements from them. I know that there's just conversations that have been somewhat agreed upon that they can cross some land to bring that trail into the Schilberg Recreation Area. And so there's some exciting things on the horizon. Connect that with the AMU trail system by Little League there, and you would have access within Atlantic, Schilberg Recreation Area, AMU bike trails and walking trails out there, about 8 miles of really good, entertaining, healthy kinds of trails. So we're looking at some really exciting things down the road in Schilberg, and it's exciting for me to be a part of that as well.
Yeah, eventually you'll be able to hop on the trail here, walk all the way to Audubon.
Exactly.
Or vice versa.
Yes.
Come from Audubon all the way down here without having to spend too much time on the roadways. So, yeah, real opportunity for a lot of things to happen. Is there still room for volunteers, anybody with great ideas or whatever, to an interest to get involved?
We're always open to those ideas, and we're always looking for volunteers. And I think also within the next month you'll see a small fundraising thing that's going on, the next piece of Schilberg Recreation Area. And again, we're taking small steps. We're trying to do it as low cost as possible right now, but obviously one thing that's necessary out there that we're looking towards, and that is restroom facilities. And so there's going to probably be a fundraising thing and over the course of the next 4 to 6 months to see if we can generate some funds to build some restrooms. The plans are there. The utilities are there. AMU's brought everything out. We've got everything. It's just a matter of coming up with the resources to put that restroom facility in. And that's certainly a needed thing out there. And then we're also talking about some camping pads to be placed out there on the southeast corner, and incorporating all that, and we're making small improvements as we go. And again, we're trying to use as little of money as possible, and keep it as natural as possible as well.
Very good. Good community asset. It's going to take a lot of community support for that to finish up and to really take shape. Great. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it this morning. And again, don't forget about that open house coming up tomorrow evening, Thursday, 5:30 to 7 o'clock. They'll be cutting that ribbon out there on that trail around Lake Number 1.
Bring the family. Bring everybody. Bring your strollers. I've seen mothers out there and families at 5:45 in the morning with 3 little guys and a double stroller and 2 moms and walking around and doing some really fun things and creating lots of memories for their family. So come on out. Join us from 5:30 to 7.
Well, it's a great time of the day to take a good deep breath, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, Roger. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Want to have you listen to this one more time from the folks down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Again, I want to thank Roger Herring for stopping by this morning and sharing with us about the trail project that continues, and you'll have a chance to enjoy that tomorrow night with that event out there at the Schulberg Recreation Area. Hey, you make it a great day, and God bless America.